Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. Guitars up, nerves raw, and the volume stays high. What happens when your posts get you booted from the biggest galaxy far, far away? Gina Carano's ride from MMA glory to Hollywood heat. Haha, Vixie Steele here, feeling entirely too ready for this chaos, mate. Buckle up, folks.
All right, let's get into it. Gina Carano, Muay Thai roots, then early days women's MMA thunder. She blasted onto the scene in the mid-2000s, took part in one of the first sanctioned women's MMA bouts in Nevada, smoked Leticia Pestova in 38 seconds, then beat Rosie Sexton with a late second round KO. Strikeforce debut over Elena Maxwell, and the first televised women's MMA fight on Showtime against Julie Kedzie had people going, wait, this is legit. Between 2006 and 2009, she goes 7-1. Clean hands, body kicks, clinch, the whole toolkit. She also had those weight cut dramas, missing against Caitlin Young, custom division nonsense, then the towel off saga to make it for Kelly Cobalt. To be fair, that era was a circus for women's divisions. Promoters were making it up while the sport sprinted ahead. 2009 hits. She and Chris Cyborg headline a major card. First time women top the bill in a promotion that size. 5 seconds from the horn, Cyborg gets the TKO at 4:59 of round one. Gina steps out of the cage era right there. Record 7-1, but the cultural win was enormous. It proved women could anchor a show. Hell yeah, now we're talking. Then Hollywood calls. Steven Soderbergh builds haywire around her legit fight chops. Critics say the physicality was unmatched. Voice tweaked in post, sure, but the screen presence landed. Fast and Furious 6, Deadpool, then Star Wars. Cara Dune on The Mandalorian across 7 episodes, seasons 1 and 2. She thought she'd be a Wookiee. Nope. A shock trooper with real fan traction.
Important people in this orbit. You've got Carano herself rejecting the whole face of women's MMA label, saying the sport's bigger than any one fighter, respect where it's due. Chris Cyborg, the wrecking machine who beat her. Ronda Rousey, who later turned the UFC on its head. Scott Coker trying to figure out what to even call the women's belt back then. Lightweight, middleweight, featherweight vibe, branding chaos, but they made the damn title. Dana White once called on women fighting, then the market shifted. Funny how stars change minds, right? Steven Soderbergh, who actually knew how to film a punch instead of faking it. And on the controversy side, Pedro Pascal comparisons came up, Bill Burr defending her character, people shouting double standards, others shouting content context. Yeah, no, it's messy. Elon Musk rolls in later and funds her suit. The whole cast list of the culture war. Now the blast zone. In 2021, Carano posts that Holocaust-related meme, an image from the Lviv pogroms framing it as a warning about how societies get primed to turn on people. Many read it as comparing American conservatives to Jews under Nazi persecution. She later said the point was, do not let government and mobs pit people against each other. Lucasfilm calls the posts denigrating and unacceptable, cites earlier mask mockery and 2020 election fraud stuff, and cuts ties. UTA drops her instantly, like the trapdoor opened. Look, mates, I get brand safety. I also get that the imagery scorched a lot of folks, and I'm not here to tell anyone how to feel. But here's my take. The firing felt harsh and inconsistent. 1. Policy enforcement is all vibes and PR fear. No clear line, just optics roulette. 2. The backlash ecosystem is industrialized. Once the pile-on starts, studios panic. 3. The precedent is awful. Social feeds become HR landmines. No nuance allowed. Disagree with me? Fine. Shout in my inbox. Come correct with facts. After the corporate fallout, she pivots hard to the Daily Wire. White Knuckle was planned but cancelled because she wouldn't do the mask and vaccine requirements. They switched to Terror on the Prairie, which dropped in 2022 to subscribers. Meanwhile, she sues Disney and Lucasfilm in 2024 for wrongful dismissal and sex discrimination. Elon Musk funds it.
A judge denies Disney's motion to dismiss. Discovery looms. Then they settled in August 2025 before trial. No courtroom finale, just a handshake no one gets to see. And because life's not done throwing curveballs, early 2026, she says, by the way, I married Kevin Ross back in 2022, a Muay Thai guy who helped launch her into fighting. Private life kept actually private. Imagine that.
Then the one-off comeback at Most Valuable Promotions in Inglewood in 2026. 17-year hiatus meets a 17-second armbar. Jesus Christ.
That is the sport, folks. It evolved while you were gone. Rousey's armbar is a guillotine with manners. Blink and you're tapping. Carano's final tally, 7-2. And yeah, reportedly still tethered for years under that old UFC-linked contract. Business handcuffs are real. The game isn't just inside the cage.
Ugh, personal tangent time. Listen, I've danced on the algorithm's landmine too. Early in my radio grind, I wisecracked on Twitter about a celebrity tantrum. Some A-lister punting a latte and screaming at a barista like they invented gravity. 10 minutes later, my phone's blowing up. PR's calling, sales is hyperventilating, my boss is pretending to be Switzerland while sharpening a knife. I get hauled in, told I'm jeopardising partnerships, demanded to post a non-apology apology. I refused. Then they pulled my weekend slot for a month and made me sit in brand training with a dude who said synergy unironically. I mean, bloody hell. I learned two things. The internet moves faster than your spine, and corporations don't have one unless a sponsor buys it for them.
Back to Gina. Do I agree with everything she posted? No. Some of it made me wince. Context matters and imagery matters. But I recognise the machine. The outrage economy eats nuance for breakfast. People toss around historical comparisons like confetti, then the room fills with smoke and nobody's allowed to open a window. Was Lucasfilm legally allowed to cut her loose? Sure. Was it wise? I don't think so. It turned a teachable moment into a firing squad moment, raised the stakes for every talent contract going forward, and trained the mob to scream until someone gets axed. That's society for you. Call me when people grow a spine.
Here's the kicker. Talent now has to be publicist, historian, and bomb disposal tech. And even then, the suits will punt you to protect a brand guide none of them actually read. Meanwhile, the same corporations pump out edgelord marketing when it's convenient, then clutch pearls when the edge slices. I've had it with this fucking nonsense. If you want grown-ups creating art, stop treating them like middle schoolers doing detention. Set a clear policy, apply it evenly, and accept that conversation beats cancellation 99 times out of 100.
And before anyone screams about consequences, yes, actions meet consequences, but proportionality, intent, and consistency matter. Unbelievable, but not surprising. The only constant is panic. Fuck panic. Have a standard and stand in it. Moving on before I break something, final word on Gina. A pioneer who helped prove women could headline. Legit action presence on screen, controversial posts that torched the room, a lawsuit funded by a tech billionaire, a settlement, and a comeback that showed just how ruthless ring rust can be. Humans are complicated, careers even more so.
Alright, that's all I got.
Go do something useful, hydrate, learn some history before you meme it, and tune in tomorrow for more beautiful chaos.